fifth paragraph of Pasim, the ninth Mishnah. Shalechas benoitz alchem v'nei putin b'yodei. Reuven sends his son, who's a cotton, to a store with a certain coin in his hand, which is worth two isurin. Isurin. Modeloi be'isur shem. The chem v'nei measured him one isur shem, and v'nasan l'san isur, and came with the second isur. Notice, he came with two isurin, now it comes back. One isur he transferred into oil, another one is getting an exchange. That's change. What happened? The cotton shavas as luchas, even as isur. He broke this jug of wine, of oil, or whatever it was, of oil, and he also lost the money. So who is responsible? It says the Mishnah, chen v'ni chayiv. Chen v'ni should not have given back this kli or the change to a child because he's irresponsible. I asked Mekasha, the father sent him in the first place. Tanakama feels that he took his risk in sending him in the first place, but the Maisa, still the Chenveni is Chayiv. Mas says more than that, though, that it's not talking about just the Chenveni filled it up and gave it back to him, because then, inasmuch as the Balabais gave it to his child, so he gave it back to the original state. So I'm bad, the Chenveni used it for his personal use in the middle. Once he used it for his personal use, he's a Ganav. Once he's a Ganav, he has to return it back to the original owner, so it doesn't help to give it back to his child, because the child is not a Shlich. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter Shalmanas Kain Sholchu. Rabbi Yehuda partners the Shalcha, the Chenveni, because since he gave back he used it a little bit to measure for other people, but Rabbi Yehuda, since he gave it back to the place he took it from, that's good enough. In a case where that this jug remained in the hand of the tinok, the chenveni poured into it, and then the chenveni is potter because he didn't use it for his personal uses, and he's just filling up the balabais's kli, and the balabais himself took the risk by sending his son.